The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, Chris. Just to make you feel a little bit better, how about -7 overnight? That's what it's getting to.
Oh.
That's chilly, isn't it?
Yes, and we're sweltering here. We're about to have a 40-degree day on Friday. Ooh.
I think if we could split the difference, we'd all be happy.
Yes. Neither's a great outcome. All right, a Brexit memo.
Yeah, not a leaked memo, but a peeped memo for a change. What we had was a parliamentary aide walking into Westminster with a notepad facing outwards, and an eagle-eyed photographer basically took the picture, flashbang wallop, and then a bit of enlargement, and we could see some notes about Britain's stance on leaving the European Union. I don't know if it's earth-shattering or not, but it's interesting. There were, in these notes, as far as we can decipher, 20-plus separate negotiations it referred to. There's a line in it that says, the French are difficult, like we didn't know that. Number three, staying in the European single market is unlikely, according to this particular memo. And also, there's a rather interesting one. What's the model for Brexit? The question is asked on the notepad. And written and next to it is, have your cake and eat it. Downing Street has immediately distanced itself, saying this is not official policy, this is not how Theresa May is negotiating. But the notes were destined for Mark Field, vice chairman of the Conservative Party. I wonder if they can quite be dismissed in that way.
Couldn't be, surely. The soccer abuse scandal.
Well, we know that there are now five police forces who are investigating these allegations, and the chairman of the English Football Association has acknowledged that the claims of child sex abuse by youth coaches is the biggest scandal to hit the sport in this country. According to Greg Clark, he says it's also possible the abuse was even covered up, although that's not yet been proven. But again, it's part of that investigation, and the Football Association themselves are investigating. We know more than 20 ex-footballers have come forward saying they were victims of convicted paedophile Barry Bennell and others. But there's also an extra attitude problem, and boy, has this made a couple of headlines. The former darts champion, Eric Bristow, there's a name from the past, he suggested that those abused are not proper men. He says darts players would have done something about it and gone and, quote, sorted them out afterwards. Footballers are wimps.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Mr. Bristow has lost his job as a commentator straight away with Sky Sports, but you can see that there are attitude issues here going on as well.
Too right. Yeah, and that's part of the problem. All right, and the worldwide search for a plastic cup?
Yes. I don't know, this might reaffirm one's faith in humanity. Yeah. A guy called Mark Carter, he put out a plea for a plastic cup for his son. His 13-year-old son, Ben, is autistic, and therefore the sense of order is very important. And Ben has only ever drunk from this little blue double-handled kid's cup. If you think of those sort of toddler cups with the two handles and so forth.
Yeah.
And basically, the cup is so old, it's falling apart, and Ben was becoming distraught. So Dad put out an appeal. It got retweeted 12,000 times. There were offers coming in from Canada to Australia. But now the cup manufacturer, Tommy Teepee, because it's not made anymore, this particular thing, but the cup manufacturer has searched the world, gone through all their factories, they've found an old mold, and they've agreed to remake 500 little cups specially so that Ben will have a lifetime supply and will never have an anxiety attack because he hasn't got anything to drink.
Great story.
Sometimes people and businesses are quite nice somehow.
Yes, yes, and he'll never, ever forget that generosity. Fantastic story, Adam. Thank you. We'll catch up tomorrow.
You're on. Cheers, Chris.